What is up, everybody? It is the Beatles and Scud podcast, episode number 37. I was kind of doing a quick little ad lib, mad lib, you know. Be going in the rhyme zone. Just kidding. Ajka.
Okay.
You know. So, it's been a week, as I say, like usually every week. Because, I mean, come on, it's been a week. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, lives were changed, you know.
Really?
People died. I mean, that's pretty accurate, so.
Many people die every day.
Yeah.
Someone just died as you said that sentence.
Dude.
Yeah.
They better have listened to,
By the time I finish this sentence, 100 people have died in China.
Why did you stop talking?
That's like a joke. What is that from? I forgot that. No,
that's Community. Community.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Troy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jeff says that, and then Troy. Yeah. All right.
So we listened to a couple of tracks. Song of the week, isn't it? Worst song of the week, guys. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Because I mean, they were both pretty trash.
First,
mine from last week, All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Fantastic song. I think it's one of the best songs of Pimp a Butterfly.
I mean, probably, yeah.
What did Aiden think? I want to know.
Yeah, Aiden, what
did you think? It was okay.
What?
Oh my lord.
I liked it. How was the music video? The music video was good, yeah, it was really good.
What did you like about it?
It was probably line saying the cops are bad, so.
Yeah. That's definitely me.
We know it's you, so you don't have to lie.
What did you like, Aiden?
Well, there were some aspects that, I liked. I was like, all right, yeah, I like this.
Like what?
Like a Michael Jackson.
How many aspects are there?
Yeah, the beat was good, but I don't know. It was pretty repetitive, I would say. I know that's probably not the point of the.
Whoa.
How's it repetitive?
Yeah. What?
What do you mean? You look at it, and then when it repeats, you know, a line a lot of times. Well, then why'd you ask?
I'm saying, how is it repetitive?
Told you.
The chorus only happens like three times.
Like 50.
No.
What?
Because the chorus is "I'm gonna be alright." That's not the chorus. That's like a problem. Certain songs is the freaking chorus is just another verse. That's not.
How'd you like the writing?
It was decent.
Oh, dude, I think Kendrick is from what I've heard, the best hip hop writer of all time.
He probably is, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's freaking amazing.
It's a great track. Great track.
How'd you like his performance, Aiden? As rapping.
Yeah, that was good.
Kendrick is good. What did you like, this or Humble more?
Probably Humble.
Dang, I don't know what to pick. Humble's pretty great.
Yeah,
I also love the themes of Humble as well. So.
Like being humble.
Wow.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever. If you want to believe, that's just what it's.
Why I call you Marky Hustle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we listened to Corbin introduce your song.
Clipping is the artist, David Diggs, some producers, I forgot their names, unfortunately. Say the Name off their new record last week. Came out last week. This is the single for this, came out like a month ago, maybe. Visions of Bodies Being Burned is the album title. Check it out.
Sounds scary.
Check it out. I haven't rated it. I don't really know what to give it yet. I gotta dive into it a bit more.
You can give it a 10.
Maybe.
Stop lying to yourself.
What?
Don't know you'd give it an 11.
I mean, this is pretty great music. So, Say the Name. Clipping. Mark, what did you think?
I thought it was really good.
Dude, yeah.
David Diggs. David is epic.
David Diggs is great.
Aiden, you need to watch Blindspotting, Aiden.
Oh, dude.
What's that?
It's a movie that is about this guy who's up for parole. That's like 2 days before his like thing is up, or like a week or something.
Yeah.
And he witnesses a cop shoot a black, like a young black man.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the week he's kind of dealing with PTSD, and also dealing with his friend who ultimately is dealing with the problems of gentrification, like in their area.
Yeah.
So it's a movie that deals with the themes of police brutality and PTSD yeah. and like gentrification in like a city.
Dude. And the ending?
Dude, and the ending is insane. It's a really good movie.
The way hip hop is implemented is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This, what did you think of this song, Aiden?
It's pretty legendary, not gonna lie.
Oh, dang, dude. Okay. One thing, I was like debating on recommending their new record that came out last week. Because okay. I was like, because it'd be like, because you know, it's Halloween, whatever.
Yeah.
Horror.
Spooky.
And then I was listening to it, I'm like, I feel like I'll recommend this and Aiden be like, dude, this is garbage. Like, because like, it's a lot of loud sounds, Aiden. I don't know how much you can handle.
Bro, what? When have I complained about loud? That's Mark's deal.
That's not my deal.
What do you mean, Igor?
Did I say it was too loud?
The only thing
I
don't know if I said it was too
what
loud.
What if I complain about loud sounds?
Yeah, what?
Bruh, dude, ACDC, they're too loud.
I don't think they're too loud, I just don't think they're good.
Yes, you have said that
before.
Oh,
yeah, you have said that they're too loud.
Well, that's not my main problem, I just think they're annoying.
I don't think they're annoying.
I don't like the lead singer's voice, honestly.
Wow.
None of the albums on this podcast, really, I've complained about being loud, too loud.
No, yeah.
Dude, Grant War. No, but I'm saying it's like in this, like, there's some production that's slightly similar to Igor, and I feel like you might be like, art, my brain is being fried alive.
Recommend Money Store.
That's when his brain. Yeah, you should listen to it.
Think about listening to it this week.
You should. Like,
why does Clipping only have a top 8 most popular songs, not top 10 on Spotify? That's weird.
Because they're probably not that big of an artist. That's why.
Oh, okay.
They literally only have like 300k listens.
Yeah.
Which they're severely underrated. That song was
pretty good. I'm telling you, that lyric video, though.
Oh, insane. Yeah, the lyric video is really good.
Yeah, the lyrics really are good. And David Diggs is...
Dude, I really like the storytelling in that song.
Yeah, dude, their storytelling stuff is really good. Their album from last year is, like, really, really good. Like, I don't know if it's the new one from this year is better, but something that last year, there's so much stuff going on. There's actually a really good transition in this new one. There's, like, a single that's, like... there's like this like skit thing where they're like doing like a Ouija board thing, uh-huh. And then they like have the thing and it goes, "He's here." They say that, and then the way the song, the next track goes, you hear like a knock on the door, and then they go, and so in the single, they have the knocking of the door, and then you hear the huh, but and so you didn't know what that was, but now after listening to the single, it like connects it.
I'll listen to it while in my room with all the lights off.
Okay, you can do that. It's fine. It's not... I'm bad at describing horrorcore. It's not like, oh, it's scary. It's just like...
Disturbing?
It's disturbing, yeah. There's imagery. Like, especially in the other one, there's like talking about dismembering people and...
Oh, just up my alley.
It's real... Dude, horrorcore is actually an interesting genre.
Dude, The Great War was a pretty horrifying album.
Yeah, I talked about the horrors of war, dude. Come on.
Yeah, and it just made me terrified of how crap it was. Okay, talk about your album.
So, I recommend an album. Aiden really likes this album. It's called McCartney 5.
This album was really good.
McCartney 5?
Yeah, McCartney 5.
You listened to it, right?
Yeah, you listened to McCartney 5.
Yeah, it was. I didn't like the part where he talked about how Kanye's just bad because he's black.
Bro, get out of here. That was the best part.
That was in McCartney 4, guys. You're literally talking about McCartney 4.
Dang it, I forgot. I was getting
McCartney 2.8.
Because, no, that's trash. No.
Okay, for real, guys. We listened to Blonde, Frank Ocean.
Is that his real name? Probably not.
No. Frank Ocean. I don't think he legally changed his name to Frank.
Christopher Edwin Brocks.
That's kind of a cool name.
Dude, Frank Ocean is a really good artist name. Yeah, it's like a really satisfying name. Like, I don't
Frank Ocean.
Like, just really satisfying, and it just feels like real simple and clean. Like,
is Tyler the Creator his real name?
Yes, Tyler Okunama or something. I don't know how to pronounce it. That's what it is. Look it up. Okunama.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking. Yeah, Tyler Gregory Okunama. Okunama.
Yeah.
I want to hear Aiden's first.
Yeah, Aiden, how about you go first?
All right. So this album here, you see this piece of thing here.
Oh God.
Was great.
Dang, dude, he liked it. Yes.
I expected him to like it.
I mean, but you know, we had our suspicions that he could, you know.
I thought it was like kind of 50-50.
Yeah, like, that's what I was saying, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
So
what did you like about it, Aiden?
Okay. So, you know, I don't normally have like a, and I don't normally point it out, but the production was pretty great.
Oh yeah, the production is like top notch.
It was top notch.
I thought it was great, not top notch though.
It's really good. It was
really good.
Well, it takes more of a backseat than all the other stuff, I'd say.
Yeah,
well,
I kind of like that. Like,
but that's like,
but like, point. It's not like it's. But you like?
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, it's really good. It didn't blow me away or anything. I wasn't like, whoa. Except
in, I feel like it added, but like, even though it was in the background, I feel like it being in the background added so much, just because like. It's not like it's trying to be like upfront, be like, all right, here's the production. It's the like best, super cool or whatever. But it's just like mixed with the writing and like his vocals are really good.
Oh yeah. Well, I think he's probably the best. I think at least for me, he's the best male, probably one of the best male vocalists of the, I'm not, okay. Frank Ocean's an artist I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is a masterpiece. Like no, a lot of people yeah. think it is. But he is probably one of the best vocalists of this decade.
Yeah,
he's up there with The Weeknd, honestly, for me. Like
the best production.
No,
the best production. Really the best production moment on this album is, I think, is the beat shift on Nights.
Oh yeah, the beat shift is so good. Yeah, dude, when artists do that, beat shifts are awesome.
My biggest my main things I really liked, I think the vocals are good. The writing, I know I really like the writing. I didn't like dive too deep into it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty good. It's obviously the album's mostly about like love and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's gay, right? It says
he's bi or like presumed bi.
Okay, that's bi. And my biggest problem with the album is that section of like 1 to 2 minute songs. I think like makes the album seem less concise and just kind of like messes with the pacing a little bit.
I kind of disagree, honestly.
Disagree.
I think you could take that out and I'd be fine.
I don't think.
Yeah, but at my the same thing time, is, I don't think that equals pacing issues.
But it did create pacing issues to me, I think.
I don't think so.
I just, because like.
It just like sticks out like a sore thumb on the
pacing of this album is incredible. This album goes by really quickly.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
My thing is, actually, at least my only thing is, like, it doesn't resonate with me as much as I could easily say, oh, yeah, it's a masterpiece, because I pretty much really enjoy, like, everything on this record, to, like, a point.
But not like DJ Beetlejuice on this thing.
But I'm not, like, it's not, like, resonates with me in a way where I'm, like, all right, this week, dude, I'm really depressed, I'm gonna listen to Blonde. I'm like, or something like that, where it's something where it's like, this is like an album I listen to on like on the daily. This is something where it's like, dude, I just want to listen to, I want to listen to some Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Like every few months or something, I'll put this on.
I don't think the pacing is like, I think like before that and everything, the pacing is really good. I think that the pacing doesn't suffer terribly. It's just that once you get past all those songs, you're like, I don't even. Like, it just goes by so fast, you don't, like, really take in anything, and then you get to, like, the last four songs, and it's like, oh, okay, so now we're in this section now. It's like, the last four songs...
I completely disagree. I felt the whole thing was so very smooth, I felt.
It felt very concise.
The last four songs, I think...
Especially if you read, like, for Nights or whatever, where Nights... Wait, what'd you say?
The last four songs is the best section of the album.
What?
Bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
No, no, no.
Dude, that beginning, man.
Dude, that so good. Dude, the beginning is kind of awesome. Dude, no, but when you get to Nights and it beat shifts, like that beat shift is like halfway through that the album. Like exactly halfway. Yeah. So it like is the second half.
Yeah. Is the album cover him crying in the shower? Is he in the shower in that?
I don't know. I would assume.
It looks like he's wet.
Do you like the album cover?
I
think it's fine.
I don't think it's bad at all.
I think it's great.
I like Channel Orange's album cover more.
But like, it's simple.
What do you mean Channel Orange's album cover is better? It's literally just an orange. It's just an orange background with a logo.
Not Channel Orange. What Future Nostalgia? That one with the car.
Nostalgia Future, whatever. Not Future Nostalgia. Future Nostalgia is the Dua Lipa album. Gosh.
Oh, Nostalgia Ultra.
Yeah.
That one, I really like the album cover.
I was going to say, I'm like, what are you talking about Channel Orange? Channel Orange is
the Channel Orange is probably the worst, his album cover.
Dude, Blonde's album cover is pretty great. Do you know why it's titled differently on the cover and not the and the title's different?
Oh, right. I didn't even realize that. Why?
Yeah, so the reason, because obviously he, it's presumed that he's bi, and then the theory, is, or actually, it's, I don't think it's a theory, but the way it is the way E, I think it said it was feminine. So, like, it's something where it's spelled two different ways because there's two ways of looking at his, relationship, sexuality, kind of that.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is something really cool that it does.
Should we get into the ranking?
I mean, sure. I feel like we're probably going to get it. I feel like, actually... Yeah,
how many do we have?
17.
17. Would you not put the skits in?
Were we supposed to?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
We put in the skits that all the time, usually.
Yeah, I think we do.
There's literally like two of them on this album, so yeah, why would we not include them?
And it's different. Have, like,
I don't know. There were like three skits on what was it? Wasn't there like I don't know. Was it on
College Dropout?
Yeah. Weren't there like three skits?
No,
there
was like, no, we didn't. We didn't rank
them. No, we didn't rank them.
I thought we did.
No, there's too many. There's too many of those skits. There's like the little.
Yeah, there's only like two or three.
No, there's two.
It's Facebook story and solo.
Be yourself.
Solo, no, because right. On College Dropout there was intro. Workout plan. School spirit skit one. School
skit.
No, the one that comes before it, where it's like the girls talking.
School spirit two. School spirit one. School spirit two. Little Jimmy skit. And so there's
Jimmy, where are you going? I don't know where I'm going. My dad died. I hate that one.
I don't hate it. It's funny. Actually, no, Late Registration's top tier skit.
Late Registration's fucking amazing.
Shut up.
We made your socks though, so we're song over made.
Okay. Let's go. Are we getting into this ranking, boys?
I don't know if they hate it. Okay, so number 17, I'd be yourself.
What? Do what? I have that at number 1. Just kidding. My number 17 is be yourself.
Yeah. I honestly think it kind of goes on a little too long, even though it's only a minute and a half.
What? Yeah, shut up.
What?
I don't understand. Your weird dick goes on too long. I don't think it does. It's just a skit. Like, I don't... What's your number?
Facebook story.
What? Get out of here. Actually, get out of here.
That's my number 16.
I mean, I guess I thought it was kind of like, I don't even know. Like, it reminds me. Is it supposed to be like funny or?
It's not funny. It's like, it's a pressing story. I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I was like, what the
heck? Isn't it one of the producers?
I think so. I forgot what
I'm so
forgot.
Confused.
I wasn't confused, dude. When you thought this was DJ Pickles.
I didn't hear this album.
Yeah, still, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Facebook story is pretty awesome. I think it's a pretty awesome skit. It reminds me of the skit of Daft Punk's Random Access Memories in Georgia. Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of that.
Kind of does actually.
Probably because it's a French
guy. Kind of sounds the same.
Probably because it's two French guys talking.
I'd say at 15-1, I like every song.
I mean,
yeah,
but I mean, you don't like the skits? Like, I don't understand, like.
Well, no, I like the skits. I'm just saying, like, I guess just, I'm saying all of the songs I like.
You're lying.
This is like an album where I like every song. I just don't think it's like as amazing as people ever.
I feel like, I don't think. Like, the majority of them, I don't think would make it so it's, like, next level. Like, there's, like, in the top, there's a few of them that I would say like pretty great. That are really good. But then, like, nothing else. Like, they're all good, but nothing brings it, like,
up
high. Probably my 6-1 is probably, I think, stuff that's probably next level, honestly.
Okay.
I'd probably say maybe 4-1, 3-1, I don't know.
Okay. Numbers, now we're getting 16, to the next
one. 16, Be Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Number 15, I put Close to You.
Okay, what? Actually, I'm just kidding.
I feel like a few of those are just... I feel like, the next few are just interchangeable.
I've had a couple up, so...
Yeah.
My number 15 is pretty sweet, so...
Same.
Oh, it is?
I think that's the best short one.
Really? Like
1 minute. I probably would say...
is that the one with Andre 2000? No, that's Solar.
Yeah, but gosh, stop freaking messing up Solo Reprise.
I'm sorry!
My goodness.
I don't know why I'm being so, like... I'm being kind of an ass right now. Like, I don't know why I keep being such an asshole.
Okay, let's... What'd you guys put for number 15? Oh, you put it to... Okay, yeah. Number 14, I put Good Guy.
Same.
I put it at 12, but yeah, I mean... You don't have to explain your reason.
These are just
My number 14 is Solo Reprise.
Okay, that's my number
13. Dude, Solo Reprise is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Andre on there, boy.
Dude, at first I was like, and then I was kind of like, dude, Andre 3000 rapping fast. That's pretty awesome.
This is a soul R&B album, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I didn't know. Okay. So, what did we all say our number 14 then?
Then
I said number 13, Solo Reprise for me.
My number 13 is Close to You.
Okay.
Yeah. So, similar to, I think it was, it you, Mark, or Aiden?
Yeah, that was Mark. That was Mark,
Number 12, I have Pretty Sweet. So, this is the last,
short. Yeah.
My number 12 is Good Guy.
My number 12 is Close to You.
Okay. So we all have those in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
I kind of expected that.
Yeah.
Now we get into the
normal length song.
Yeah, normal length song. Number 11, I put Skyline.
I actually understand. Mine's at 10, but
I guess I understand, but I don't know.
Most disappointing of that era, of that part. I really love the first half of it, this album. It's probably my favorite. That's like the one thing that's like down. I think that's like probably my least favorite part of the first half.
Yeah, I'd say that's my least favorite song.
Yeah, of the first half. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely
disagree. My number 11...
actually of the first half. I don't know. No, I disagree. But still, I can understand. Bro, what do you think? I put it number 1.
What'd you put number 11, Aiden?
I put the Future of Free.
What? Actually, I have a few. Future Free is so good.
It's definitely interesting. Like I like
You forgot that one? It's the final track.
It's the track with the interview at the end.
Like really sad to me because his brother is passed away this year. Frank Ocean's brother. Yeah, it's really sad, especially with the music, like the same skit music kind of.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good, which is great production, that music for the skits.
Yeah. My number.
Wait, my number 11 is Godspeed, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have that higher. Okay, my number 10 is Future of Free. I think it was a fine ending.
My number 10 is Skyline 2. Kind of similar to Mark, where it's like, this is my I really love the first half. And this is like one that's kind of. Not as good, obviously.
What's your number? Did you say your number 10, Aiden?
No.
My number 10 is Siegfried.
Wait, is what?
Siegfried.
Oh.
You said the second half is
your... You said the last four songs were your favorite part of the album, and I put... And I didn't know what you were saying. And I say two of them, and then you're
I like Siegfried a lot. The orchestra part in that? With like the
yeah, that's... Yeah, that's good, but I don't think anything was like that great. Yeah. Compared to stuff from the beginning.
Oh yeah, especially the stuff.
It does not compare.
Yeah. I'd probably say the first half is probably the best part.
Oh, okay. Changing your opinion, bro. Get out of here.
Because Future of Free is one of the worst songs. And then. Okay, whatever. So.
My number 9 is Siegfried, similar to Aiden, where it's kind of like, I mean, it's just on that level of the final.
Yeah.
It sounds like blended together for me. I'm like forgetting like specific songs, except for like my top.
Really? Everything feels.
I kind of disagree. Like
I feel like I feel like everything I have to a down to a thing, what I know what it is. It's
yeah. Okay, number 9. I have Knights.
What?
Okay. I have that a bit higher.
I have, dude. We're gonna get into some fights later, dude. Dude, my number 8 is Future Free. I really love
it. Wait, number 8?
Oh, wait.
No, we're number 9.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
What's your number 9?
Okay, so we are on 9.
Yeah, yes, we're on 9.
So I... Wait, what?
Did you say? What's your number 9?
My number 9 is Siegfried. Is it?
Oh, okay. What's your 9?
Sorry. My 9 is Nike.
What?
I thought it was a good opening. I don't have that. But it was overshadowed by some other
definitely. Half.
But it was a good first. It was a good opening.
It's a great track. I think it's great. Are we at 8?
Yeah. Number 8, I have Ivy.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Dude, I'd say 8 to 1 is really good.
Dude, the vocals on Ivy. So good, and the production, like the what? Subtle production in the background,
dude. Like it's what?
So good. Oh, I love the writing on it too. I think that's probably the best written song. Yeah,
one of the best. Yes, I can really definitely stand by you, Aiden.
Dude, I love it.
It's I need to so look good.
I didn't pay much.
Wow, it's so good.
I need to listen to that one for the writing thing.
Right, 8.
Yeah,
right?
You should definitely look up. Yeah, 8. Yeah,
Future Free. I love Future Free. I think. I feel like it just kind of. Like is just it just sums up the album.
Yeah,
like it does like a great job doing that for me, especially the, I think like the interview part also just kind of, especially now with his brother fortunately passing away this year. Yeah, it also just kind of adds to like the misery kind of and like the sadness that kind of looms over this record of like heartbreak and like losing someone and just like all this like these themes. That part of it, like a future thing, kind of adds to it.
Yeah.
Aiden.
What?
Does this have your favorite production of any album?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's reserved for The Great War, so I'm sorry.
Do you like it? Oh, Random Access Memories is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 7?
My number 8 is Godspeed.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't have much to say. It was good. I liked it. Yeah. It was, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Number 7, I have Nike.
Okay.
What? I have it at 6. So
I like how it goes to, like, the guitar melody.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Dude, Fantano gave that his least favorite track.
That's weird.
Bro, I don't understand.
Wait, like, what?
Yeah.
That's maybe crazy. Maybe he doesn't like...
Like
that's crazy.
Nike's is really good.
That's a good opener.
It is a really good opener.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dude, you know I recommended a good
album. Worse 8. Than all like the 1 minute songs?
Dude,
I don't know if he's counting the skits.
No, what?
But they're not skits though.
Oh, I thought you okay. Well then if we're counting like Good Guy. Yeah.
Dude,
like,
you know I recommended a good album when Aiden's like upset over someone else's least favorite track.
Bro, that's just dumb. Like, come on.
Like, that's actually...
like, that's a good song.
Also, the theme, you know. The themes of Nikes as well.
Yeah.
What's the themes?
Oh. That.
Your mom.
Yeah.
It's in like looks material like, possession.
Looks like you have to looks like you have to reread The Genius before figuring out that mystery mark.
It's about like material possessions, right?
I don't know.
He's getting Nikes.
Okay. Number 6. I put Siegfried.
Hey, I didn't even say my 7 yet.
I didn't even say my 7 either.
What is it?
My number 7 is Skyline 2.
What?
A little high.
I like the vocals. It had good vocals and good production. I don't know, it's quality.
My number 7 is Self-Control.
Oh god. So like your number
you
1.
You should be scared cuz that's a banger.
It is a really good track, yeah.
Number 1.
Well, you know what? I don't care what you say, Mark.
What? No, I'm not one of my favorites, but it's like
anyways,
my number 5.
6.
I said my six. Sorry, Siegfried.
What? Okay.
Bro, Siegfried at six? Dang.
Yeah, get out of here. My number six is Nikes.
All right.
Nikes is a great opener. Great, great opener.
All right. My number six is Knight.
Dude, we're going to get into some fights later.
This, probably, maybe like this up, I would probably say is great. I don't know. But yeah, this was really good. I like the instrumentals, you know.
Oh, the production is great.
It's hanging out around there. I really like how it's not trying to be like up front with it, and it's kind of letting them just take care of like be in the background, like, and then have the writing do its work and whatever in his vocals. I like that. Just in general, this album, not just specifically Knight.
Jesse. All right, number five, everyone. Marco.
Pink and White.
Bro, what?
I mean, that should be higher, bro.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's Pink and White. Pink and White features some of the best vocals on the project, honestly.
I need to re-listen to this.
Dude, Pink and White made fire.
I mean, it basically did.
My number five was Solo.
Same.
This is the best chorus on the album.
It was pretty good.
It's good,
but I think there's one more.
There's that has better. I mean, there's like three of them I think that are better. So
number four. Number four, I have Self Control.
All right. Okay.
Self Control.
What's your number four, Aiden?
My number four is White Ferrari.
Same.
I would probably say this maybe has my favorite chorus.
Oh, huge White Ferrari chorus.
I really like
this. This is the best track on that second half, man. This track is so good.
Yeah, it really brings you back from like the 1 minute.
It's a really good song.
It goes from Knights to the bridge of the 1 minute songs and then to this. It's that's really good.
A really excellent track.
Yeah.
Number three, I have Godspeed.
Okay.
That's the best. Wait,
you didn't, and Mark, didn't you make a joke or something saying that Mark?
I thought Aiden was gonna have it at number one.
Yeah, you made a joke about that, and you literally have it the highest of all of us.
Yeah, I do. It's pretty good.
Yeah. We're on three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three is Pink Plus White.
What? Are you kidding me?
I really like the production on this, and also the writing was really good.
My number three is Ivy. Ivy's pretty excellent. Some great chorus, some great vocals.
Yeah.
Honestly, as much as I enjoy parts where he changes his voice, part of me is like, please don't. Like, I just need some.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I need some unedited Frank Ocean vocals.
Yeah. That's what kind of I love Ivy, but like that's what kind of was just like why.
I kind of just love some untapped.
Exactly. I'm just like, yes, dude.
Yeah.
His unedited vocals are just so good.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yep.
I have Solo.
Dang.
It's good.
My number two is Pink and White. This is obviously going into the untapped, unedited Frank Ocean vocals that are so excellent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My number two is Self Control.
All right.
I really like the vocals, and then once again, there was just, you know, the production was just soft in the background, and I kind of took notice of that, and I really liked it.
Number one, I have White Ferrari. It's really good.
Yes.
All right, what is your number one, Aiden?
My number one is Ivy.
All right.
Or as yeah, dude, this is so good,
dude. Knights
is number one. All right, I understand.
Dude, you guys are underrating Knights, dude. Knights is so good. I love the way it beat shifts or switches beats. It goes into the second half of the album. I love the first
that,
half.
That is pretty cool.
It got some great vocals in that first half.
Yeah.
Overall, just an excellent record or song, but also a great record.
Yeah. So I don't know. Wrap up thoughts.
It's great. I mean, but it's great, yeah, but it's a little overrated. It's not a masterpiece.
Yeah,
it is.
So yeah. Yeah.
Best of the decade? Come on now.
It's not, yeah.
Do people say that?
Yeah.
A lot. Pitchfork put it number one. People love this. They're like, I've been crying.
It's great. Like, I gotta give them props for it, but not the best of, you know, it's not amazing. Well, it is amazing, but like, you know, it's not, you know, next level.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, just I thought vocals, production, and then just some of those songs are just really well written.
It's very good. It's very good.
So scores?
8 out of 10.
Same.
8.5 out of 10.
All right.
Dang, I want us all to have the same score again.
I'm still keeping it as a rating as 8, so I mean on Letterboxd, so.
You mean Music Board?
Letterboxd, whatever, because Music Board's trash, so. Dude, Music Board gets
bad. Yeah, okay. We're going to get a letterbox.
Music Board is bad. The app is bad.
Wait, what?
Stop defending the app and saying it's good. It's not.
What the heck? Did it just log me out? I went to Music Board and it's like, create an account. I was like, what?
Yeah, it logs you out like all the time.
Oh, come on.
It's I've never been logged out. I don't have this problem as you guys have been having.
I bet you're paying them.
I bet you are. I bet you pay for the pro. Like, as soon as you saw that existing, you called them up.
Is there a pro? I don't even know what email
I get. They're going to do an
update. I don't think there is.
There's going to be, yeah.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah, the update where they're doing it on the web, they're going to add a pro. Which the pro literally gives you better ways to search through people's things, which is so dumb.
Just like the statistic thing?
Oh, there, I logged in. Here. Got a first try.
Here, let me see. I'll go through my thing.
But, yeah. So, it's my turn, right? Yeah, it's my turn.
Yeah, literally, it blocks it so you can't for pro.
Don't forget, like Corbin did, Aiden.
Oh, wait, yeah, Aiden, you gotta, you know.
Huh?
You know, Aiden.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking I'm gonna recommend McCartney 4.
What you mean 5?
Both. It's a double feature, 4 and 5. But anyways, in all seriousness, I actually am recommending a Paul McCartney album. It is not one of the McCartneys.
Is it Flaming Pie?
Yes, it is Flaming Pie. I listened to this back in, what was it, July? I don't know, I gave it a 9. No, I didn't.
Are we listening to the Archive Collection?
Hold on. I don't know.
That's 3 hours long.
No, dude. Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know.
The 50-minute version.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what I recommend. So, should we get into the weeks?
Sure.
Because I'm very weak.
It's been a week.
Obviously. Without you. Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
Sure, Aiden.
All right. So, the primary... I'll start with the... I think I did 2 albums this week.
Wow. Albums this week.
One of them, so, well, we gotta, so, you know, there's all this hype about McCartney 3 coming out, and I was like, what the heck is, like, I was just like, what is everyone freaking out about? And so, like, apparently, like, McCartney was his debut album, or for solo, in 1970, and then 10 years later, he released McCartney 2,
and that's really bad.
Apparently, everyone's freaking out about them. I assume it's because the whole thing is that he does most, like, the majority of it himself. Like, it's supposed to be, like, his thing. Which, that is pretty cool. But I listened to the first one, and it's like, nothing. It's not really that good. But, I mean, understandable, because...
You're saying this about a Beatle?
Yeah.
Still gave it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, dude. Maybe I'm Amazed is a great song, and I don't understand how it's on this album.
It's pretty good.
It's really good, and then the rest of it is just him, like, screwing around in his basement. It's kind of funny, actually.
Sounds kind of funny, actually.
Sounds annoying.
I don't think it sounds
annoying. I don't think you would like it, Mark. But I find it kind of... You just said it sounds annoying. Like, that's why you wouldn't like it.
like maybe, what aspects
maybe,
of that?
Maybe we'll add it to this the recent search.
But like, yeah, it's literally just kind of him messing around in his basement. It's literally just like fun, like him having fun.
Dude, the album cover for McCartney 2 is really funny.
Oh yeah, dude, where he's just terrible. Like, oh my gosh, is it Cloud Nine level?
It's better than Cloud Nine's cover.
I mean,
it has that really bad Christmas song on it. Simply Having.
Bro, that's on it.
Terrible.
That's bad.
That song is not that good.
I like it.
Oh well, dude, you're done. It's kind of annoying.
Anyways,
I think Fantano had that on his worst people saying it's like most annoying songs of all time.
Bro, what? Has he heard Wild Honey Pie?
Yes, he has.
Honey Pie. Anyways,
stop. That's my favorite song.
I'm sorry. I'm hurting your feelings.
Worse than We Major. Way better than We Major.
I also listened to a slightly better album. By slightly, I mean a lot better. The Plano Man by Billy Joel. Now, this album is pretty great. It's got Mr. Joel over here. He's got some really good.
A god himself.
Yes, the storytelling in this album.
Didn't you say like you thought it was like a year, like months ago, like not like a year
I,
ago?
I've never this. No, this is the first time I'm listening.
I thought you like I asked you about. I feel like I asked you about it or something. Like, oh, does any of his other
Mark
stuff?
Thinks it looks meh. Maybe you're thinking because I don't. Maybe I said that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was Mark. I don't remember. I was talking to one of you, and then you said, "Oh, it looks," or something.
I might have said that, but dude, listen, dude, the storytelling in this album is crazy, dude. It's so good.
You should listen to New York State of Mind, Aiden.
Okay, get out. New York State of Mind is, I'm sorry, probably one of the most overrated songs ever.
You're crazy.
You're talking about, dude, you're talking about
like,
Nas.
People are saying it's like the best Billy Joel song.
No,
like, what? Like,
it's
no.
Not the really best Billy Joel song, but you're saying it's like the worst Billy.
It kind of is, dude.
You are freaking insane, Aiden. Have you heard the storytelling on it? No, it's not the story. Have you heard the headline here?
It's about this guy going like, I want to go to New York.
Undersimplifying it. Okay. Oversimplifying it. Oversimplifying it.
Wow, why are you getting so upset over a Nas song, dude?
Not my next recommendation, maybe.
Ooh.
Okay, anyways, one song that I'd never heard before, which is like, oh, it's so good, is The Ballad of Billy the Kid, dude.
That sounds kind of epic. Yesterday. That
dude, it's like, cool. It's like, the thing I can describe it as is it's kind of a mix between, like, I told this to Mark, and but like, so Maxwell Silverhammer, like the story, you know,
oh,
like,
God.
You know, the guy banging, it doesn't sound like it at all, but, but it's kind of
what do you mean Maxwell's Remember is an epic song?
It is, but like it's my least favorite.
Okay, like, Aiden played this yesterday,
but like
you think this like, is better New York State of Mind, bro?
Oh yeah, way better. But it's like mixed with like a Marty Rott. It's like kind of like, oh, it's, dude, it's so good.
Sounds kind of awesome.
It is
not really that great.
It's like a song about this like kid who's like kind of like an outlaw, but like no one expects him to be. Because he's like
kind of cool.
Kid.
Oh, sounds cool.
Listen to New York State of Mind, bro.
So and no, dude, the instrumentals are so good on it. This album has great instrumentals.
Piano Man, the song sucks.
Crazy on the piano.
Piano Man, the song sucks.
Anyways,
it's so a little overrated, the song, though.
How dare you? I don't care. You can pin that. Yeah, that's all I listened to. But the main thing. I've gotten because some of my classes, you know, like there's two classes where there's a chance that it'll just be like we'll have been in class for like 15 minutes and then they'll be like, okay guys, we're done for the day, so you can leave the call. And so I'm like, okay. And
not
so
easy.
What I do is just kind of watch an episode of Better Call Saul, and so that has gotten me a little past season one.
What episode are you on in season two?
I think I'm on four now of season two.
I'm trying to think, where did I stop?
Season four is the best season that I've seen.
But Dude, the ending of season one, dude, when it's like revealed, like everyone like so like you know how you like you're supposed to like hate Howard because you think he's like
season one again from
doing everything.
You discover that Howard
and then it's Howard like is... Howard's actually the one screwing him over. I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
Wait, did you get to where Chuck says like I never cared about you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to Aiden.
Yeah. That's. Okay.
Has he gotten to the scene where Chuck hits his head yet?
No.
Oh, I thought that was season one.
He's starting to play the piano though.
Oh.
But and then like it's really good. Like
Better Call Saul for me is something where Breaking Bad, obviously I've said this before, but Breaking Bad takes a while before it gets great. I just think
I think one thing that I would say probably makes that happen is I'm like rooting for Jimmy like 100%. Like I love Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy's a good
really want him to
succeed. No, but here's my thing. No, Mark, you're saying what about Breaking Bad? Breaking Bad is good overall, but it isn't until those like last three seasons that it becomes like great. But like every time I watch an episode of Better Call Saul, I'm like, dude, that was great. Like I just really enjoyed it.
Okay, I think I don't know why, but dude. The ending of episodes in Better Call Saul just pull me in more than the like
because you want me to go to the next because one. It's a slow burn, so it's like you feel like you feel like nothing happens in an episode, like nothing technically happens in an episode really. It's something where it's like, but eventually once you watch the next episode or the next after that, it's like everything is kind of coming together.
Yeah. I really like how they like in the beginning, like they don't like I really like how smooth it is, that how they just wait to explain like Jimmy's situation and Chuck's situation. They don't go jump like, oh, Chuck has this condition. It's like they wait like three or four
episodes. Yeah, you eventually realize, oh wait, it's not a real thing. Because literally, before I discovered it, before they said everything, I go, I'm like, what does he have? I'm like,
exactly.
And then I looked it up, and then I'm like, it says the thing, and I'm like, oh wait, this is not real. This is just mental thing.
And then it like hints at it, and then it. Yeah. I really like how it like develops slowly and just like, oh, it's so good. And then, dude, I didn't think I could go from hating Howard so much to loving. Dude, he's so like whenever he speaks, he's just so funny.
What episode are you in season two?
Let me check.
Is that episode four?
I think I might. Hold on. Let me. Episode four is my next.
Oh, okay. So you've watched. Dude, that the friggin' premiere of season one is really. Oh, season two is really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is really good, yeah. And then, I just finished the episode where he makes the ad. And then he releases it without the guy's consent. And then at the end, he calls and he's like,
yeah.
Dude, that's Mr. What's his name not Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, what's his name, the Watt or something, no, like the opposing family or whatever. What? Sitwell. Oh. Yeah, Mr. Sitwell.
Oh wait, that's him. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh shoot, it's him.
Yeah,
that's funny. That was but so far it's great show.
It is a great show. I really enjoy it. I need to get back into it. I'm gonna be watching probably like smaller things.
Yeah. What are you at?
Me? I'm halfway through episode six. Like I randomly stopped mid episode. So.
Oh okay. Season one.
Season two.
Oh, season two. Okay.
Yeah. So you'll probably jump ahead of me. So.
Yeah.
Because I'm not consistently watching it.
Well, that might change because. I hear they're being stricter with stuff this next quarter for online stuff. Oh. So that stuff won't fly, I don't think. And also my classes are just more, I feel like, going to be more tight just because I have like math, German, and then English. So I feel like those are just going to be more not as relaxed. But that's all I did for this week.
I'll run through some stuff. You know, this week I with school and stuff at the end of quarter, I had a lot of stuff going on. I was kind of like, I don't really want to listen to the same normal stuff I listen to. So I've been kind of like listening to stuff that's kind of positive, kind of like.
Nice.
So I've been listening to, I listened to a lot of Gorillaz, kind of Song Machine, their new album, which is my favorite thing that has come out this year for albums. It's really good. Then I started listening to some Rihanna music, or the artist. And
I like it.
Anti, which is her thing that she released in 2016, is really good. That was really surprising. The worst track is the one that happens to be the single that has Drake on it, so I mean,
you ain't gotta go to work.
Yeah, that song is
that was like the most popular too.
Yeah, because it's the single, dude.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but single basically would mean popular.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So then I listened to Unapologetic, which is like, what year is this from? It's like 2012, according to this thing. It's like 2012, which sums up, it's like a total 2012 record, and it's not very good. It's kind of lame. Then Talk the Talk was kind of eh. It's everything, literally the first half like of the album, literally everything's just sounded like a single. Like it all sounded like something I've heard before. And the last five tracks were actually good, so. Then I listened to Positions by Ariana Grande.
What, some kind of girl?
I mean, there's a good, I mean, there's.
Wait, hold up, Corbin.
No.
Coming out of the train.
There's this track on there called 34 plus 35. Think about that number in your head. Add those two numbers together.
That's funny.
The Weeknd's on this album.
Yeah, it's kind of a lame track, but that track, the thing I just said is. For that track, 34 plus 35 is actually a pretty good track. Mostly because she, you know, says some cool things.
Oh my god.
It's actually a really good track. It's actually pretty good. You should go on the Genius Aid and just read it, you know.
Okay, I'll do that right now. All right, continue while I
listen. I also listened to Oxnard earlier this week, again. And Oxnard is pretty great. Wait, did I hear?
That's pretty cool.
Oxnard is awesome. What else I do? Oh, yeah, I did watch The Haunting of Bly Manor on Netflix. I finished that. I was watching it with my dad. It's kind of lame, so.
Yeah.
It literally, like, sets it up completely. Like, it sets it up where it says, oh, yeah, it's, like, gonna be this scary thing, and it's really not. It has a lot of stuff. It's way too convoluted. Like, I understand what happens, like, the entire thing.
Yeah.
But the way it sets it up is done in a poorly way. Like, a poor way. Because there's, like, a lot of weird stuff. It's like, oh, this person got killed by this thing, and it's, like, this and that. And then something where it takes a while before it explains everything. But, like, the problem is there's, like, a made plot that's kind of going, and eventually something's going to happen. And the problem is there's these episodes where it's, like, a bunch of flashbacks or, like, a bunch of different weird abstract things that are going on. But it's something where it's kind of like, come on, I wanted to see the main plot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disappointing. There's one guy in it that's actually not too bad, like, acting-wise. It was interesting. Like, I watched the entire thing, so, I mean. But it's weird because, like, the entire thing is set up, like, that someone's telling the story at, like, a wedding or, like, at, like, an engagement party. So this person is telling the story. The problem is there's stuff happening in the, like, show that's, like, how would you know that? How would you know what is going on with that? You don't. It's, like, impossible for you to know that. So it's like, what?
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying because it's like, really? You just took, like, the trope of, oh, we're telling a story and it doesn't do it in a good enough way. I started playing a little bit more. I was playing a bit of Fallout 4. That's been fun.
Was it as
what?
Is as bad as everyone says it is?
No.
Most people like it.
Well, most people like it. People say Fallout New Vegas is better. I don't think so. The problem with Fallout New Vegas is here's what they need to do to make Fall Out Vegas good. Or, like, at least enjoyable for me to play. Take it out of the Fallout 3 engine with the crappy, clunky gameplay of that and literally just stick it in the Fallout 4. Like, if literally Fallout 4 was just New Vegas, but with the same kind of graphic quality and gameplay, New Vegas would be great. That's the problem. It's like Fallout 4, they actually, because that's the thing with those 360 era Fallout games, is they're just bad because they're so annoying to play. It's like, I'm like, the guns have no satisfaction to them to shoot. Literally, you're so dependent on bats. Because it's like, dude, you can barely shoot this gun. You're like, you keep missing and doing all this stuff. It sucks. But in this one, you can actually, like, not use vats because you have, like, a sprint and, like, this kind of stuff. So it uses your stamina. So it's like a bunch. So Fall 4, the gameplay is kind of way more punchy and way more interesting. And I enjoy the gameplay way more. And, yeah. It still has my one thing I hate about Fallout and kind of Elder Scrolls stuff is when you're trying to do a specific quest and it makes you go to an area, like an early on quest. And sometimes some people just want to do the main story, which is understandable. Yeah. I wanted them like, oh, here, let me just do a bunch of main story quests. But the problem is they put the main, certain main story quests in areas where the enemies are so difficult. You can't kill them because your weapons are so low powered or you're like have no ammo. Yeah. And so it's something where it's like you have to like do side quests or do something to get more resources. And that's similar to like in Elder Scrolls as well. It's like eventually you get to an area where it's like, dude, there's this one enemy I just keep getting killed. And plus saving systems in those games are kind of garbage. I hate that you have to remember to quick save or if you literally go like a giant distance and you run into like a really difficult enemy and then you just die and you're like, wait, I didn't save for like 5 minutes. It's like what they really need to do is let you like save automatically at every like location discovery.
I think that's what you brought up with the main quest and not being able to fight enemies, so you have to do side quests. Literally, in Morrowind, the first quote unquote quest you're given for the main quest is to literally just go around and do stuff to build up.
Oh yeah, that's
like, they purposefully do that because they're like, okay, you're gonna need some stuff. Like, get prepared.
That's something it's kind of what I think it's Spider-Man PS4 kind of does. It's like certain times you do a main mission, it's like, here I'm gonna go tackle some things. So the game like gives you like 10 minutes or something. And you're allowed to just kind of roam around the city and do, like, stop random crimes. It's like random little stuff, but it's something where it's, like, the game doesn't, like, it's not like, oh, sorry, now you can't do the main. It's, like, it's something where that's what they need to do is kind of let you do what, if you want to play the RPG, if it's an RPG and you want to play how you want to play, like, you create a character. Your character in Fallout 4 is looking for your son that was taken.
Yeah.
So why are you making it so be like, oh, I gotta level up because I can't.
Yeah.
Because right now, currently, I'm trying to get like really high level before doing stuff so I can just kind of breeze through a lot of it. So I'm doing these like quests where I'm taking out these raiders and I'm like, this character wouldn't do that. If he's looking for his son, he's not gonna go, hey, let me go with this random person that I'm like, that's my companion, and go take out a bunch of raiders and just keep doing that back and forth. It's like, obviously maybe a character in a video game would, but like if you want to play this role, if you're role playing as this character,
it's really not immersive at all.
Yeah. So that's all I've been doing. Gonna finish Atlanta season two. They had time. First episode of Atlanta season two, they were talking about the Florida man. That was kind of funny. Which is quite funny. Speaking of a joke that I saw that was in Atlanta, so you know how he's like floating in that music video? In the Kendrick music video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me of this thing and they're like in the club in like Atlanta, like in the show. And they're like talking about there's like this one other rapper at the club or whatever, and they're like, dude, yeah, that guy, he's like, dude, he's got like an invisible car. They like say that. And so they go on his Instagram and it's literally just has a bunch of images of him standing over like nothing, but he's like pretending to lean on this car. And this one guy's like, and like everyone believes that he has a car. And I think at the end of the episode, like a shootout happens at the club, and you see him drive away in an invisible car. Like it's like a real life thing.
What?
Yeah. Mark, you wanna go?
Yeah, I didn't do much this week, really. I listened to...
Yeah, I was gonna say, talk about your albums. You listened to a lot of stuff this week.
Yeah. I listened to 808s. I like it way more. Where is it on my podcast rank now?
Number zero.
Bro.
So I have it. At number 20. I have it above Glass House's picture behind it. 808s is great. And I have Life of Pablo, which I gave an 8. I think, hot take, I think it's better than Graduation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree.
And people under... I think Life of Pablo is underrated.
I don't think so. More people are starting to accept it.
I think Aiden would, like... If we recommend that, Aiden
would
hate it.
Dude, the final track on that album?
Saint Pablo?
Yeah, Saint Pablo's really good.
Saint is Baby A.
Dude, Saint is Baby A, and he's chilling. Dude, that freaking line is so funny.
Yeah, that's a good closer. And it wasn't the closer, like... Didn't that not exist on the album before?
Yeah, that's what I was telling you, yeah.
It was really good.
Dude, Watch the Throne.
Yeah, Watch the Throne is great. That is underrated, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fantano gave it a 5.
It's been slowly, like, at first I didn't like it that much, but, like, it's slowly been building. I really like... That's, like, a really just fun record.
Frank Ocean's on that.
Oh, yeah, he's really good on that album.
Made in America. But, dude, Otis, best on the album. Well, Otis is freaking amazing.
Otis is quite good on the record.
The one about them in Paris is pretty good.
A bit overrated, though.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to the Jungle is great.
Yeah.
Then I listened to... Oh, so that's like the end of my Kanye.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to that thing.
Which one?
The Good Summer thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't even listened to it.
So, yeah, that's my thing. I listened to Fleet Foxes.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know. I know it exists, but...
Fleet Foxes is great.
Dude, overrated track... you listen to an overrated album.
What, some rap songs?
Yes, it's so overrated.
I think it's pretty good. Like, why don't you... Earl Sweatshirt is great.
I don't know. Like, I didn't, like, finish it. Like, I couldn't. Like, it just wasn't...
It's only 24 minutes.
It didn't, like, click with me at all. I read the lyrics and everything. Like, I was sitting there listening to it, like, just listening to it.
Some people had, like, I think there's a hot take that I have that is his, like, 15-minute album that's just, like, throwaways and the album is better than some rap songs. Like, Fantano really didn't like that, and, like, I know a lot of people didn't like it.
Dude, you listened to Unlocked. You finally listened to a Denzel Curry thing.
Unlocked is epic.
When I first listened to it, I did not like it, and I avoided it for like 3 months. I went back to it, and god dang, I was like, what? Why was I not liking this?
Denzel Curry's flow on that album.
Yeah, part of me wants to see if Aiden likes him. Because
it's too intense.
I don't know. He does like some flow, though.
I do like my flow.
Like most people. And then I listened to 444.
That's 444. That's
444. It was pretty good.
It is excellent. I really like that.
Story of OJ is my favorite.
Oh, that's such a good track. I love the production is excellent. I think that's some of the best hip hop production.
Another album that is underrated. There's like no, like doesn't as like every the, oh, Story of OJ is the only song on this album that has over 10 million plays.
Well, yeah. Well, if you don't know, that wasn't on Spotify
for a while.
Because he owns Tidal. He literally created the streaming service Tidal. So last December, he decided to put everything on.
Then I re-listened to Low in Theory, which I gave a 9 now. Oh yeah, let me see where that's on my ranking now.
Not as good as Thank You for Your Service.
Not as good as what?
Thank You for Your Service.
No, definitely not.
Whoa.
Well, they're the same, right? I gave them the same rate. No, I think, Thank You for Your Service is almost a... Thank We Got It From Here is almost a 10. Random Access... I don't think it's as good as Random Access Memories. Or My Beautiful Dark Fantasy.
Bruh.
What do you mean?
Freaking beautiful. This Beautiful Fantasy is overrated.
Is what?
Overrated.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It kind of is.
No, it is not. Okay, so now we...
I listened
to Billy Joel album. Then I listened to,
dude.
Wow, dude. Not even gonna talk about it.
It's Billy Joel. We've heard.
I talked about. I listened
about rappers all day. Can't talk about Joel.
But we literally just did like 10 minutes, like
20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I listened to I Want to See Some Ass album. It was only 16 minutes. It's bad.
Yeah, I'll only listen to it.
Yeah. But dude, we're gonna quit a movie.
You should listen to it for your 2020 rank.
No, I'm only listening to a project of his if it gets positive reviews, so.
If it's what?
Gets positive reviews, so.
That's only 16 minutes, though.
Still, I'm not wasting my time with that.
Then today.
Wait, is it a 16 minute album?
Yeah, 7 songs. I listened to the finished Bruno Mars discography. This guy is has a good voice, but his freaking writing is so like standard. And
I didn't even realize he only had 3 albums. Like,
yeah, it's like 24 Karat Magic is good.
It's like blisteringly like small.
Listen to Pimp a Butterfly, which is Kendrick's best album, I think.
Yeah, because as soon as you like, I saw you're like done with his stuff. I'm like, what?
I'm like, what?
When you're done with all of the Bruno Mars, I'm like, literally, he only has 3 albums. Like, it feels like he's been relevant for longer than that amount of time.
It's Pimp a Butterfly. I don't explain this. It's not my top 10 favorite albums, but I think it's might be one of the best albums made I've ever heard. Like literally the.
So, yeah, so you think it's one of the best albums, but not one of your favorites? That's
yeah. I think the production is maybe the best hip hop production I've ever heard in a record. It's incredible. And Kendrick is freaking crazy. Dude. Like he's like, and it's the best written hip hop record ever, obviously, I think. Because Kendrick is like next level, right? No, actually, Yeezus is the best written.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all I've done. I've not watched anything or anything.
All right, this is the end of the podcast. I feel like this was so long.
Yeah, what's Aiden's recommendation? I forgot.
Fighting Pie. Probably because I... Oh. All right, guys, we're going to leave and we're going to go watch Sean Fronted, so...
Okay. And listen to McCartney 5.
Yeah. And Cyberpunk 2077.
Yes.